Hi, my name is Angela Kemp, and I have been a member of First Presbyterian Church for the past 12 years. This is the first church that I attended as an adult, and I fell in love with it, and I knew that I wanted to grow my future in this church. So I've been married in the church, my two kids have been baptized in the church, and my granddaughter will be baptized in the next month at our church. So it is, it's so much more than church. It's my church family. My family attends, and it's the place where we are able to worship God and see His love, be in His house and see His love through everybody that's there and all of the experiences that we have. So with that being said, welcome to our daily Lenten prayer services. I was asked to speak on a specific question, so I'm going to read you my question. Who in your life helps you believe you can make a difference? What does it look like? So obviously, none of this would be possible without God. Without God's words, without God's presence in all that I do, without God in my thoughts constantly, through prayers, through meditation, through reflection, through His word, through studying. God is the overall, like God is what makes the difference. He is what makes the difference in my life. But the beauty of our faith and of God is that He puts people in your life and He puts you in situations that allow you to grow and allow you to make a difference. God has blessed me with the most amazing family, and they are at the center of what keeps my faith strong and alive. So I have my husband who takes on any challenge that comes into our life and supports me. He's my rock. He is what guides me and reminds me when my faith is struggling, what's important and why we're doing what we're doing. My mother-in-law lives with us. I have my two sons, my stepson. We have a busy house, but at the center of our household is our faith. And that's prayers before meals, reminding each other to be kind, going to each other's sporting events, supporting each other, going to church on Sundays, reminding each other that when life is tough, there's a reason, that working through challenging situations makes us, it gives us a stronger faith and makes us stronger people. But when they say it takes a village, it's so true. I have my amazing church family. I have my faith formation leaders that I teach Sunday school with. And I'm so thankful for Miss Lydia, Miss Amy, and just the messages that we are able to give to our children every week. My children are going through the program. I have a second grader and a fifth grader, and they love faith formation from everything from the studying that we make, the lessons fun. They love the songs that go along. They get to sing in, in front of the church. They get to perform in our amazing Christmas plays that we've done. So I'm just so thankful for our church family because they provide the resources that we need to constantly be growing and studying our faith. But again, the list goes on and on. I teach autistic support and I work with the most amazing adults that love our children and work together to provide the best possible learning experience, growth for our students. Everybody's in there because we care so much about our kids and we care about each other. And we know, that, you know, there's some days that are really tough, but we always reflect. We celebrate with the kids. We celebrate with each other. We make a point to get together outside of school so that, you know, we just get to enjoy each other's company and get to know each other's families. And there's just a lot of love and growth and support amongst those people. And they've been there through some super challenging times, and they supported me in my growth educationally and through my faith journey, and just always a hand to hold, a shoulder to cry on if needed. But again, you have so many different people. I have my sports parents, that my wrestling moms, my soccer moms, those women that will give your kids rides when you're double booked because there's so much on your plate. They will listen to your stories about your kids, and you know, you may be able to relate, or they'll give you the advice that you need. Again, and we all thrive in our faith and in our family and just wanting to do what's best for everybody involved. We keep each other grounded. So I'm so thankful for those people that I've met. I'm part of our PTC, our parent teacher committee, and talk about a group of people that get together, they come together to do what's best for the kids and for our community. So just being a part of that amazing organization and creating these events that better our community and raise money for our kids so that they can grow in their education and their minds and one day get out there and do these amazing things that, you know, all part of God's plan. So I guess, like, to come full circle with my question, who in your life helps you believe you can make a difference? I mean, it's everybody. I feel like God puts somebody in my life every day, whether it's my group of people or just a stranger that steps in and reminds me, okay, life might be challenging today, but let me tell you what's going on in my life that can maybe give you some perspective. And, you know, I talk to these people and they just make me appreciate and remind me that God is everywhere. God is in the songs that I listen to. God is in my voice as I'm reminding myself that there might be a lot going on, but I'm going to be okay. And that God has a plan and that I'm not doing this alone. So God knows that I need people in my life to hear me and be there as just another set of ears, some different ideas. God put so many people in my life. So yes, it can be my obvious church family that is amazing, and the faith formation and all the great leaders. My family is amazing. I have parents that love and support me. God shows me God's love in all my interactions all through my day. I am so blessed to have the most amazing church, the most amazing family, and the most amazing friends and support group. So I hope that that helps you to understand what God puts in my life that makes a difference. So it's the people that he puts into my life and everything that they show me day to day. With that being said, I'd like to end in a prayer today. So if you pray with me, dear God, thank you for putting this opportunity in my life to speak to our congregation or anybody that's listening, and just remind them how you make a difference in my life daily by the people that you put in my life daily and the situations that I come across in a day, because that's all part of your plan. Lord, guide me in my continued journey of meeting new people and experiencing new situations that help me grow in my faith and my love, and strengthen my heart and my soul so that I can be the vessel that you've called me to be. Lord, if there's anybody out there today that's listening and could use some extra support, please put me in their life so that I'm able to make a difference in their lives like people have done for me too. Lord, thank you again for this experience. I pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.